So a claim this morning we had a human rights crisis on our hands. New data from the Human Rights Measurement Initiative has found that we are failing to meet our obligations when it comes to education, health, housing, food and work. It's calculated by looking at how well we're doing on these indicators compared to how we should be doing based on our income and resources. Now, Talia Kehoe-Roden is with us on this. A very good morning to you.
Kia ora, good to be with you.
And you too. Is it a little bit bogus? Let me and correct me if I'm wrong. Are any children depending upon charity for the essentials of life? If the answer is yes, the government is in breach of its human rights obligations. That's basically the measure you're using. Is that fair?
No, that's not actually right. I think somebody else has made that comment, but that's not how we are measuring things.
How do you measure it?
So we look at how well New Zealand is doing on some really basic things like babies born at a healthy weight or a number of children enrolled in school or survival to age 60 for adults, those kinds of really basic things. We compare how well we're doing on those things with how well every other country with a similar level of income is doing. And what we find is that on many of those measures, we're falling a long way behind our peers.
Right. Correct me if I'm wrong on this then as well. New Zealand is performing close to average on the quality of life, right, sitting near the bottom of the top third of OECD countries for the rights to education, health and work. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'd need to look up the exact figures.
So that's not bad then?
Well, it depends on what you're looking at.
Looking at education, health and work, so they're not bad, therefore it's not a crisis.
No, it depends on how you're defining that. The international obligation that we were involved in drafting at the United Nations 70 years ago is that every country needs to devote its maximum available resources to making sure that everybody enjoys those rights. And what we're finding is that a lot of people are missing out. And so while certainly some children and adults in New Zealand are living wonderful lives with great quality of life, there are significant numbers of people who are missing out.
That is true. But how much do you measure of people's ability and desire to improve their circumstances? In other words, I would be concerned if I was living in a country where people who were missing out couldn't achieve better, but we're in a country where you can if you want to. And that's critical, isn't it?
Well, I think that's debatable, but it's not what we're measuring. We are measuring how well, what are the outcomes? If children are being born at a low birth weight, if kids are not in school, if people don't have food security, then the country needs to do something about that.
Yes, but your argument is that when you say the country, what you're really meaning is the government, because what you point out in your report is it's the usual suspects who are suffering the most. It's people with disabilities, Maori, Pacific Islanders, etc. In other words, the more reliant you are on the government, the more you want the government to do. That's fair, isn't it?
We're saying that the government has the human rights obligation. We've signed up to it at the United Nations. We were involved in drafting it. And we have promised our government, successive governments over many years, have promised to keep these promises.
Okay. Appreciate your time very much. Talia Kehoe-Roden, spokesperson for the Human Rights Measurement Initiative.